بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، we continue reading in كتاب الصلاة in the book of الصلاة, reading in the chapter the author he had mentioned رحمه الله تعالى. باب استقبال القبلة. باب استقبال Al-Qibla, the chapter with regards to facing the direction of the Qibla during the prayer. The author, he mentioned another narration in this chapter, rahimahullah, and he says, when Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, annahu qal, bainama an-nasu bi Quba, fi salati subhi, idh ja'ahum atin, faqala, إن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أنزل عليه الليلة قرآن وقد أمر أن يستقبل القبلة فاستقبلوها وكانت وجوههم إلى الشام فاستداروا إلى الكعبة. The author, he mentioned the narration رحمه الله تعالى of Abdullah bin Umar رضي الله عنهما, and he says that while the people were in Quba, bainama an-nasu bi Quba, and whenever the people were in or at Quba. Quba is a village that is in the southern part of Al-Madinah. Now it's actually a part of Medina, but in those days it was a village outside of Al-Madinah to the south. And Abdullah bin Umar, he mentions radiyallahu anhuma, whenever the people of Quba, they were in the salat al-subh, one time whenever they are in the in the morning prayer, إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ آتٍ, suddenly someone came to them. فَقَالَ, and he said, إِنَّ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلَةَ قُرْآنٌ, that verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tonight Quran was revealed to him, meaning he received revelation and verses were revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَدْ أُمِرَ أَنْ يَسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَةَ, and he was commanded to face the Qibla, meaning to the Kaaba. فَاسْتَقْبِلُوهَا, so therefore you should face it. وَكَانَتْ وُجُوهُمْ إِلَى الشَّامِ فَاسْتَدَارُوا إِلَى الْكَعْبَ, and their faces at this time, they were facing the direction of Hashem, and they turned around in the middle of their pray, in the middle of their prayer, and they turned towards the direction of the Kaaba. They turn towards the direction of the Kaaba. So we know that after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Al-Medina, he, in the beginning of the affair, was commanded to face Bayt al-Maqdis. And he used to face that direction in his prayer sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and likewise the believers. And this was for approximately 16 months, and more than a year. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's facing Bayt al-Maqdis in his salah. And this is something that the Jews, they used to like that. And they used to find it to be something good that he, yani, agreed with them in this affair. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he faced the direction that they faced in the prayer. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, he used to hope and he wanted the Qibla to be directed to the Kaaba in Masjid al-Haram, and this is something that he was hoping for sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, he's mentioning about the people of Quba that they are in salat, and the salat al-subh, they're in the morning prayer, they're in the morning prayer, and someone came to them. Ibn Hajar rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned that the one who came to them is Ubad ibn Bishr, and he is from the Ansar, and he is from those who accepted Islam in the early days, along with the Ansar in the beginning of their Islam, and he accepted Islam at the hands of Mus'ab ibn Umair, radiyallahu anhu. So the one who came to them is someone they know to be upright, and therefore whenever they heard this information and they received it from him, they complied to that, and they applied that. And he told them, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلَةَ قُرْآنٌ, that verily he received revelation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received revelation tonight. يعني about this affair, and he was commanded to face the Qibla. وقد أمر أن يستقبل القبلة, and he was commanded to face the Qibla, يعني to face the Kaaba. So therefore, this occurred in the second year of the Hijr of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the changing of the direction of the Qibla from Bayt al-Maqdis to al-Masjid al-Haram, to the Kaaba in Mecca. And this is what is mentioned in the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Baqarah. And Allah, He says, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجَهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجَهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to His Prophet in His revelation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, verily we have seen the turning of your face, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, towards the heavens. Surely we shall turn you to a qibla, meaning a prayer direction that shall please you. So turn your face in the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. And wheresoever you people are, turn your faces in prayer in that direction. Turn your faces in prayer in that direction. So this is the first time that a naskh occurred in the Quran. A naskh is whenever a ruling is abrogated. And for this reason, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned this ruling in these verses three times. The command to face the Kaaba and to turn your face in the direction of the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned it in this context three different times. To face the Kaaba in the prayer. And this is to emphasize this issue. And this is the first time that an abrogation of a ruling had occurred. And this is something that is known in the deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands as He likes and as He wills, and He abrogates as He likes and He wills, and He decrees and allows that which He wills, and He commands and He prohibits that which He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala biyadihi al-mulk, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this nisq, this is with regards to rulings in the actions and not in the creed. And there has never been abrogation in any of the affairs of the creed. The creed has always been one, even from revelation to revelation and from prophet to prophet. But as for with regards to halal and haram, and that which is permissible and impermissible, or actions of worship and the likes like this, then there is the affair of abrogation that occurs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He abrogates whatever He wills, and He brings ayat, and He brings verses, and He brings rulings that He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا نَأْتِي بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He clarified this issue in His book. So therefore, this is the first abrogation that occurred in the Quran, and this is the changing of the direction of the Qibla. This is the changing of the direction of the Qibla. What has been mentioned about this, and Allah knows best that it had occurred, and Allah knows best is that this occurred in the time of al-Dhuhr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received the revelation and then he prayed the dhuhr into the direction of the new qibla. And this information was known to those who prayed with him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then it was some time before it reached the other communities or the other believers in the different lands or in the other villages outside of Medina. For example, here we have Quba, and it reached them in the morning time. It reached them in the morning time. Likewise, it's been mentioned that this occurred at Asr as well, but this was a different tribe and a different circumstance. The ulama, they mentioned that it occurred, the changing of the Qibla occurred for some people whenever an individual came to them and informed them at Asr time. And another time it occurred here in this narration, and it reached them at the Fajr time for the people of Quba, for the people of Quba. So we see that they were in their prayer, in the middle of the prayer, and they changed the direction. They changed the direction. That during their prayer, they received information that the direction had been changed. And in the middle of that prayer, they changed direction. And it's been mentioned that the way that they changed the direction is that the women came forward and the men went to the back. You know, they changed the women who were in the back before, they changed places with the men, meaning that there was much movement that occurred in this issue. that there is much movement that occurred in this issue. So he says in the narration, وَقَدْ أُمِرَ أَنْ يَسْتَقْبِلَ الْقِبْلَ. And verily he was commanded to face the Qibla. فَاسْتَقْبِلُوهَا. So therefore face it. And in the Prophet, he was commanded to face the Qibla, so you must face the Qibla likewise. Meaning that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded with, and likewise the origin and the fundamental principle with regards to that, is that his ummah is commanded likewise to follow him in that. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, وَكَانَتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ إِلَى الشَّامِ فَاسْتَدَارُوا إِلَى الْكَعْبَةِ. And their faces were in the direction of Asham, يعني إلى بيت المقدس. And they turned and faced the Kaaba, meaning in the middle of the prayer. Meaning in the middle of the prayer. So we see that this story is mentioned that it occurred here in Quba. In Quba. And Masjid Quba, it is still there today and it is known. And this was the first masjid that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he established and he built whenever he made hijrah. Whenever he came from Mecca, the first place he stopped was in Quba and he built a masjid there. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid Quba. And it's remaining till this day. Walillah alhamd. And then he moved on to Al-Madinah and established Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Al-Masjid al-Nabawi. Likewise, it's been mentioned that this event occurred in Masjid Bani Salama. In Masjid Bani Salama. And this is a masjid that is known today to the Awam as Masjid Qiblatain. Is Masjid Qiblatain, the Masjid of the two Qibla. But the people of knowledge, they refer to this masjid as Masjid Bani Salama, and it's not far. Masjid Bani Salama is not far from Al-Jamia Al-Islamiyya, Bil-Madinah. It is not far from there, and it's very close to the Islamic University in Al-Madinah. And Wallahu Alam, it has also been mentioned different narrations about this affair. And Allah knows best whether the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in his masjid when this occurred. There had been some narrations mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he visited Bani Salama and he received the revelation while he was there. And this is why that masjid became known as Masjid Qiblatain. Or whether the a person came to them and the likes, similar to this narration. And Allah knows best. In any case, we see that all of the masajid in Medina at that time, they were masajid that prayed to both Qibla. And in the Prophet's masjid, they prayed to both Qibla. They prayed to the Qiblatain. In Masjid Bani Salama, all of those masajid that were present in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the beginning of the Hijrah, yani they pray to both Qibla. So all of them will be considered Masjid Qiblatain from this aspect. So there's no special virtue, the people of knowledge, they mentioned to go to this particular masjid, Masjid Bani Salama, yani because it is the Masjid Qiblatain. Rather, this is something that is known to the layman, but it is not known to the people of knowledge. And Masjid Bani Salama, or Masjid Al-Qiblatain, is not from the places that one should visit whenever he's in Medina. And it's not from those special places that one should try to go to and pray there. But rather the places that one will go because of clear evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah is the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise Masjid Quba and Masjid Quba. Some of the other places to visit in Medina will be Shuhada, Uhud, and also Al-Baqi'. And other than that, then a believer, he will spend his time in Medina in the Prophet's masjid, praying and worshiping Allah and sitting in the gatherings of knowledge and benefiting. In any case, we see that what some of the awam they do is wrong and it's not right, visiting Masjid Qiblatain, believing that it's a virtue in that. And even some of them have gone so far to go there and pray to a wrong direction, and in the middle of their prayer turn around, or some of them they'll go to Masjid Qiblatain and they'll pray two rak'ah facing the wrong way, yani with their backs to the Qibla, yani, and then turn around and pray two more, and the likes like this. And all of this is based upon foolishness and ignorance, and all of this is based upon misguidance and desires and acting without knowledge and acting without knowledge. So the masajid that were present in those days, all of them were prayed, the people prayed in them to both Qiblas. And this is not from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it's not permissible to turn into another direction and pray in another direction than the Qibla, yani for the obligatory prayer, or to intentionally face another direction like this, unless one is traveling and the likes which has preceded, except for whenever one is traveling and then at the, and he's praying a non-obligatory prayer, then it's allowed for him to face the direction that he's facing. But as for intentionally turning one's back to the Qibla and facing another direction for an action of worship, this is not permissible. This is not permissible like this. And this is from ignorance. So we see that the companions, they were diligent to comply to the command of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that whenever they received word of revelation being revealed and the command of Allah had come and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he is facing another direction, they did not hesitate. Whenever they received this information from a reliable source, they did not hesitate. They did not hesitate. Rather, they acted immediately, even while they're in the middle of the prayer. Even while they are in the middle of the prayer. And this is the diligence of the companions and their truthfulness, radiallahu anhum, to seek the pleasure of Allah and to comply to the commandments of Allah and to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the benefits of this narration, the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is clearly clarifying the reality of a nusk, and that the rulings can be abrogated any according to the decree of and the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is something that has occurred in the Quran and the ayat that are mansukha, and the rulings that are abrogated and nasikh wal mansukh. This is a specific type of knowledge that the scholars have clarified, and it is well known, and it is very beneficial to understand and to study. Likewise, from the benefits of this narration is that whoever is praying and in the middle of his prayer, he realizes that he is facing the wrong direction. He realizes that he is facing the wrong direction. Then it is legislated for him to turn in the middle of his prayer and to face the direction. If he is praying to the wrong direction and someone informs him in the middle of his prayer, someone comes and tells him, and the likes like this, then he will turn and face the Qibla. Or if he's facing the wrong direction, maybe somebody will come behind him and turn him a little bit. Then he will turn, and this will not invalidate his prayer, and he will continue to pray. And that which he had prayed before is correct, and there's no blame on him. Walillahi alhamd. And also likewise, from the benefits of this narration, we see that if a person, he has to move for the benefit of the prayer, he moving in the prayer is disliked, moving in general. But if a person, he has to move for the benefit of the prayer, then this is permissible, and it does not invalidate the prayer. For example, if one is praying and the ranks become severed or broken, or a person, he falls out of the rank because maybe he lost his wudu or something like this, then to move over and to close those ranks, even if a person, he has to move some, or if the ranks in front become opened, then one will step forward and close that gap. All of this is permissible, and it does not harm the person's prayer, and it is allowed for him, rather it's encouraged, and this narration here is an evidence for that. So likewise, from the benefits of this narration is what has been mentioned by Al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says that it is fihi qa'idatun usuliyya, that there is a fundamental principle with regards to usul al-fiqh. He says, وَهِيَ أَنَّ الْأَحْكَامَ لَا تَلْزَمُ الْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتْهُ وَلَوْ صَلَّ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَلَوْ صَلَّ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَبْلُغَهُ الْحُكْمُ لَمْ يُعِدْ, that the rulings are not obligatory upon a person, or he is not held accountable for them until they reach him, until the knowledge comes to him. And if one were to pray or before that the ruling had reached him, then he would not be commanded to repeat his prayer. And this is derived from the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Qibla was changed for the Dhuhr prayer. For the Dhuhr prayer, some mentioned the Asr prayer. But in any case, the prayers that they had prayed, if it was a Dhuhr prayer, meaning the Dhuhr prayer, the Asr prayer, the Maghrib prayer, and the Isha prayer, this ruling did not reach them till they're in the Fajr prayer. And they were not commanded to repeat those prayers. And this is meaning that there, until the Fajr prayer, they continued to pray facing Bayt al-Maqdis. And the ruling has been changed, and the Qibla has been directed to the Kaaba. So therefore, they prayed these obligatory prayers in the wrong direction. but they did that without knowledge, and the evidence did not reach them. So therefore they are excused, and they are not held accountable, and neither are they commanded to repeat the prayer. Neither were they commanded to repeat the prayer. From this, Al-Imam al-Sidi, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَمِثْلُ هَذَا لَوْ جَاهِلَ الْقِبْلَةَ وَاجْتَهَدَ فَصَلَّى ثُمَّ تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْخَطَأَ لَمْ يُعِدْ. That whoever was unaware of the direction of the Qibla, he did not know. And then he made effort to strive to find out, and then he prayed in the direction that he thought it was the Qibla, and after he had finished his prayer, come to find out he prayed in the wrong direction, he will not be commanded to repeat the prayer. He will not be commanded to repeat the prayer. The people of knowledge, they mention about this issue that is in the case of the one who was traveling. The one who is traveling, if he's traveling and not in his homeland and the likes like this, and he is on a journey, then he will, and if he does not know the direction of the Qibla, because maybe there are clouds or the sky is covered and the likes like this, and he would not be able to determine from the stars nor from the sun and the likes like that, then he will strive his best and use the knowledge that he has to find the Qibla and then pray in that direction. And then if he awoke or it became clear to him that after he prayed his prayer that it was in the wrong direction, he does not have to repeat. But the people of knowledge mention, as for the one who is a resident and he is in a city and he is in a place where he can ask individuals, this ruling does not apply. A person, he will not make ijtihad, but rather what is upon him is to ask, what is the direction of the Qibla? Or a person who asks the direction in general. For example, here in America, we would say, which way is north? If you go to ask a disbeliever, for example, you would not ask them which way is the Qibla. They don't know the Qibla. You say, which way is north? From there, you know your directions, that you're going to face northeast. So therefore, many of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that the one who is a resident and he prays to the wrong direction, he will repeat his prayer. Because one will not make ijtihad at this time, but rather one will ask the people. That he will take the means. If he does not know the direction, he will ask the people and the likes like this. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. In any case, in our days, we all have phones with devices that have the Qibla on there very easy. So whether one is traveling or whether one is a resident, he can always just look at his phone and find the direction of the Qibla easily. Now, walillah alhamd. And even some of the people of knowledge have mentioned that it's recommended for a person to have these devices, yani, especially whenever they're traveling and the like, so that they know which way is the Qibla and they can face the proper direction. In any case, if a person, he had prayed in the wrong direction, yani, on accident, he prayed in the wrong direction on accident, then he found out that his prayer was to the wrong direction, he will not be commanded to repeat. He will not be commanded to repeat unless he was a resident and he did not take the proper means, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. So there are many benefits from the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. ونكتفي بهذا الليلة. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.